Most people are afraid of bears, but even more dangerous in northern regions are moose. While moose aren't necessarily deadlier in behavior than bears, moose populations outnumber bear populations greatly, so you're much more likely to have an encounter with a moose. In Alaska alone, moose outnumber bears from 3 to 1, and they injure around 5 to 10 people annually. That's more than grizzly bear and black bear attacks combined within the state of Alaska. So in today's video, we're going to cover moose attacks, moose-related injuries and fatalities, and what you can do to protect yourself from this happening. Moose are generally peaceful creatures and prefer to avoid conflict and run away. The probability of an encounter going wrong with a moose isn't as high as a bear. However, there are way more moose than bears, as we had previously mentioned, so you're much more likely to actually have an encounter which could go wrong. Moose are huge and not to be messed with. In Alaska alone, they can have a population of greater than 175,000, and they weigh up to 1,500 pounds or 680 kilograms. One dangerous thing about moose is that they do not fear humans, unlike other creatures such as deer. For this reason, they have no problem trampling you or charging at you, and when this happens, there's very little that you can do besides try to run away. However, they only usually attack if they feel provoked or if their young are nearby. Moose attacks spike in September and October, which is mating season, and also during early spring as a result of young calves needing to be raised. Many moose attacks on humans are actually provoked from dogs. Moose hate dogs and wolves, and in fact, they actually see the dogs as wolves, and they become extremely aggressive by their presence, and especially at a dog that is barking at them. A dog accompanied by a human will typically bark at the moose, run up to it, and then run back to the human, and this behavior triggers the moose to attack both not just the dog, but the human owner as well. When in an area with moose and bringing along your dog, it's extremely important to take care of your dog and prevent an encounter from happening. If without a dog, it is rather easy to not provoke a moose and you're actually unlikely to be attacked, but dogs are extremely unpredictable and scare the moose greatly, so it thinks that the dog is a moose and thus attacks. Officials in the state of Colorado actually reported that many, if not all, moose-related attacks on humans involved the presence of dogs aggravating the moose first. So what should you do if attacked? Well, if a moose begins to act aggressive towards you, the best thing you can try to do at first is get out of sight immediately. Hide behind a tree, car, get inside, or just otherwise get out of the line of vision of the moose. If you are out of the moose's sight, then you'll also be out of its mind. Assuming there's nothing to hide behind, then you can run as fast as you can in the opposite direction away from it. Though in many cases, running away will be okay. However, moose can still run faster than us humans, but they usually just let us get away. However, if you do get attacked by a moose, and let's say you get trampled by it or otherwise are in a direct confrontation and you are no longer able to run away, well, do not resist or fight back, as this will only trigger it to keep attacking you. The best thing you can do is curl up into the fetal position and cover your head and neck with your arms and hands, stop moving, and then just after a minute, the moose will go away. Do remember though that the moose is extremely huge and deadly. There's very little that you could actually do in a physical one-on-one fight, so curling up and waiting out the attack is the best thing that you can do, assuming that it even caught up to you. Of course, whenever possible, avoid encounters with moose, as they are just simply too big and strong to deal with. There's really nothing that you could do to actually hurt it and make it stop attacking you. So in short, in the event that you come across a moose and maybe you're with your dog, the best thing that you'll want to do is first of all, run away as quickly as possible, get out of sight, and in the event that it catches up to you and actually hits you, curl up into the fetal position, protecting your head and neck, and just kind of pretend to be dead. And as for your dog, you will just have to hope for the best, as it's not going to be doing the whole curling up thing. So if you think that you have a wildlife or pest infestation inside of your home, be sure to contact us, Wildlife X Team International, by calling us at 855-WILDLIFE or by visiting wildlifexteam.com. We specialize in safe and responsible removal and, whenever possible, return wild animals back to the wild where they belong. We also restore any damage that was caused by these creatures and prevent it from ever happening again. Thank you so much for listening to this. Make sure to subscribe for more weekly content, and we will see you later.
Having trouble with wildlife in your home or office? Wildlife X Team is your solution to get rid of the raccoons, bats, rats, and snakes. Having a professional team, we offer both residential and commercial animal removal methods by using innovative and integrated techniques. Our services include animal trapping, dead animal removal, nuisance wild animal control, and animal capture. What are you waiting for? To get 24/7 service, call us at 855-WILDLIFE for an affordable solution for your nuisance wildlife issues.